Happy New Year to everyone, and thank you for being here and welcome to today's webinar. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here with you. This is the Freedom with Florence, a new you for 2023 webinar. I'm Kate, and before we begin, please just turn off all your distractions, close the door so you can won't be interrupted. And just get comfortable, and please keep your microphones off. And if you'll turn your videos off, then we'll have a clean recording for everyone. Okay, so today is a blessed day. It's the first day of the rest of your life, and we get to come together to talk about the magic of Florence's teachings. And I'm going to go over the Game of Life hacks that I shared with you through the emails. And then we're going to share two really simple, but very powerful, life-changing support tools that we're going to do together. And these action steps will support you to begin improving your life before we even complete this webinar. If you don't know me, I'm Kate Large, the leading authority on the teachings of Florence Govel Shin. And throughout the last 20 years as a metaphysical teacher, I've supported thousands throughout the world to improve their lives through classes, meditations, masterminds, webinars, angel readings, and my books. I've been an Amazon bestselling author 3 times, the first for Waiting in the Other Room. That's about the continued communication that I've had with my dad since he died on Halloween in 2005. I do talk to dead people. The second Amazon bestseller was the Game of Life workbook, a self-study guided workbook that brings Florence's Game of Life into today's world. And it includes over 50 insight assignments to support you to implement her teachings. If you prefer to work alone, but you want to dive deeper into the Game of Life and how to apply Florence's guidance, it will be perfect for you. Okay, so the third and most recent Amazon bestseller is the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook, a 90-day guided journal experience that includes game boards for accountability and support, as well as daily journal pages that are life-changing. Now, I use this playbook myself, and I absolutely love it. Now, I'm also the founder of the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership, and teacher of the Game of Life Mastery Program, the Game of Life 101 Masterclass, and the Game of Life for the 21st Century Self-Study Course. Now, all of this has led me to become the leading authority on the simple, timeless teachings of Florence Govel Shin. Okay, so during our time together, we're going to talk about Florence, and I'll expand on those 3 Game of Life hacks that I shared through the email, which will lead us to today's exciting, simple, life-changing support tools that we're going to implement together. Now, you'll want to use these 2 support tools every day. When you implement them every day, your life will improve and your body will feel better. You'll be happier and you'll have better clarity of thought to handle whatever life throws at you. Now, the bottom line is that you'll be better equipped to use the power of the divinity within you to create and live your fulfilled square of life. And we all want that. Now, these 2 support tools are so simple that you'll want to discount their power, but please don't do that. Take them to heart. Over the past 20 years, my students, clients, and I have proven over and over again just how powerful and life-changing these are. So just keep an open mind about everything I share today, and you'll be able to take these things and just run with it, improving your life. But if you want more, be sure to stay till the end, and I'll share with you how you can dive deeply into Florence's teachings and get even more simple, powerful action steps to support you to fulfill your happy square of life. So be sure to stay till the end. So let's get started. Between you and me, I believe Florence and her teachings are the best kept secret of the 20th century. Even though her teachings have helped millions of people through the years, her name isn't mainstream, but her teachings are. When you read The Secret, books by Louise Hay, Wayne Dyer, and so many more, you'll find words of the same insight to improve your life, and you'll find specific references to Florence. When you read her words that were written so long ago and they click with you, you immediately begin to feel the fear within you begin to shift. And you can feel the door opening to your own empowerment. And if you're like me, the fear had been there so long that it was such a normal part of your daily living experience that being introduced to Florence's work changes everything. Florence's words and the energy behind them waken within you that sense of knowing, that being happy in all areas of your life really is possible. And that happiness is your birthright. When you read Florence's books, magic happens. She shares remarkable stories that illustrate her concepts of belief, the treatments, the speaking the word, and affirmations, but she doesn't really give detailed action steps. Now, I really love Florence, and she has saved my behind more than once, dragging me out of the pit of fear. But it would be really awesome if she had included some step-by-step dance moves to the music of this game of life. We'd all love it if Florence would join us for a live Zoom call, answer our questions, speak the word for us, and shower us with a treatment, but she doesn't. So I'm here to bring her outdated terminology into the 21st century and teach you how to apply her simple concepts with proven action steps and support tools to improve your life. Now, while teaching from Florence's books for the last two decades, I've learned that there are five stages of the Game of Life journey. Stage one is when you're praying for help. You know in your heart that there's a better way to live your life. You know that there's a way to stop that chaos and drama that rules your life, and you're praying for help. And then you're introduced to Florence's books, and you feel that energy of empowerment when you read her words. And best of all, life takes on a magical quality. Step number two. You've been introduced to Florence's teachings and her books, and they've become an appendage to your body. That empowerment is a fabulous feeling. And every time you turn around, you find yourself face to face with another blessing. But just when you're getting really comfortable loving all those blessings, you get blindsided by some form of adversity. And then it seems like you've somehow gotten on a roller coaster of ups and downs, blessings and adversity, and you don't understand what's happening. You're doing everything you know to do, but the adversity just keeps happening. And then stage number three comes along, and the next thing you know, it's just too much. The adversity's too much, and you've succumbed to the fight or flight adrenaline and slipped back into that overwhelm of survival mode. Life feels like the universe is dumping on you or testing you, and you don't know what to do. So you just do the best you can to get through the day. You're struggling, tired, overwhelmed, until stage number four. You finally clean off the nightstand, and underneath the chaos, you discover Florence's book, and you open it. Her words speak to you at a new, deeper level that empower you. That empowerment that you felt when you first got introduced to her work is back. And not only is it back, but today her words are as a fan to a flame of your empowerment. You can feel the strength and stamina within you growing stronger with each word, and she saves you again. And then there's stage five. This is the stage where you've achieved that state of poise that Florence talks about. It's here that you've forgiven unforgiveness. You've rewritten neural pathways of belief, and you've released that human need to succumb to the fear and chaos around you. And you've risen above it. You've achieved alignment of your three levels of consciousness as one with all that is. You've accepted life in the human body as it is, and you're using the power within you to overcome fear and be the vibration of love energy of the highest order. You're unmoved by fear and chaos around you, and you're happy from within, manifesting and living your version of heaven on earth. Now, you can be in any one of these stages and revert back to a previous stage, and that's normal. You live in a human body. Your spiritual essence lives in a human body in a world that is immersed in fear. But it's also a world where anything is possible when we use the power of the energy within us with focus. Let's be real, because we are powerful manifestors. We powerfully manifest the experiences that make us unhappy, just like we manifest the experiences that bring us joy and fulfill our square of life. We all live in human bodies that respond to energy from within us as well as the energy outside of us. The moon affects the tide of our ocean. It also affects the water of our human body. We feel the push and pull of the energy of the moon, of people, of words, and thoughts. You know, I saw a meme recently that said something like, we live on a planet held together by invisible forces, circling around a giant ball of fire that gives us life, and beside a moon that controls the sea. And we don't believe we have power within us? Food for thought. Florence's 100-year-old words hold power. Not because of the terminology, but from the love energy she infused into them. Her words create an energy container that builds a foundation for those who resonate with her teachings to improve their lives. You can feel the loving support when you hold her books. I know I can, and I believe you can too. That's why you're drawn to them and why they speak to you and why you're here. Let's talk about the Game of Life hacks that I shared through the emails. Every time we set our intention to improve our lives, we set wheels into motion to move energy, to mold energy into the form of something we want to be, do, or have. Whatever it is that we want already resides in our field of potentiality and has come into our mind as a thought from our superconscious higher self. Our intention begins to shake up the energies held in our subconscious that have blocked us from having what we want. And sometimes that energy is revealed through being triggered by a life experience. But sometimes it just needs to process out, like waste. And it does that while we're sleeping. And it can reveal itself to us through uncomfortable dreams. Back in 2014, when I presented the first Game of Life Mastery program, the participants started talking about how having uncomfortable dreams. And I asked the angels about this, and they explained why it was happening, that it's a brain dump, processing through and eliminating energy that doesn't serve us and we don't need. Unfortunately, when we don't sleep well because we're having uncomfortable dreams, that can lead us to a vulnerable state of exhaustion, where fear can easily get hold of us. The angels told me to tell the students this. Before falling asleep, ask your angels to help you to only remember the parts of your dreams that will benefit you during your waking hours. I shared this and it worked. And then we knew that if there were parts of our dreams that we remembered, they were important. So just be aware. Someone who just got this Game of Life hack reached out to me. She got it in the email and she reached out and said, it worked. It's so simple, but effective. All you have to do is remember to use it. And the second game of life hack has to do with magnifying your energy. I had always been a shower crier when my life was a mess. And then the angel showed me how water magnifies whatever energy we're feeling. So when you're washing dishes or bathing yourself or the car or the dog, focus on the high vibration of gratitude to magnify that energy. While you're showering is definitely not the time to allow anger to run rampant in your brain. No, that's not a good idea. Use your power to be in the highest vibration of love possible. And it's a good time to send blessings and love to others and to yourself. Water magnifies our energy and can be healing when we consciously combine our energy with it, our energy of intention. I moved to a house on the lake in the Ozarks in September, and I've been using the lake to heal and magnify that love energy within me, and it has been miraculous. Now, Dr. Masaru Emoto, a little difficult to say, was a pioneer in the study of thoughts, emotions, and spoken words on water, photographing the response water had to the energy of the words. And if you're not familiar with his work, Google it. It's fascinating. But that leads us to the third game of life hack, exhaling energy into action. This is a big one. Lawrence teaches us that our words are energy containers, and that means something. Our words are the flow of energy. And every time we speak, we're exhaling the breath of God. We're exhaling energy into motion. So what do you think happens when you say something like, I'm mad, or I'm tired, or I'm stressed? You magnify that energy. Because when you're feeling those emotions, they're powerful, they're passionate, they're intense. So if you say that while you're in the shower, not a good idea. Lawrence teaches us we should only use our words to heal, bless, and prosper. When we understand that we're exhaling energy into action, we want the vibration of our words to be love energy of the highest order. You are a powerful manifester. We all are. Oh my gosh, I remember when I learned I was always manifesting whether I thought I was or not, and I totally freaked out. How the heck could I have manifested the dark, painful storm that was my life? And then I thought, if this is true, and I'm subconsciously manifesting all the time, what if I were to consciously take control of my thoughts? And like Florence teaches, take control of the pained voice of my subconscious that kept telling me that I wasn't worthy, deserving, or good enough to have what I wanted. Telling me that it was safer to be invisible, not seen, because I was insignificant, I was in the way, and I should never even been born. Because if someone saw me, the pain would be there. And I could die. But then there were times that I thought maybe that would be better than living in that chaos of fear that I was drowning in. And that's when the power of the love Florence infused into the words of her books saved me. I was so far down that the only way to go was up. My daughter was in elementary school, and we were living in that pit of fear. My ex-husband had become a meth user and dealer, and the court had given him joint custody of our daughter with me in their infinite wisdom. And then his drug buddy got busted, and his supplier wanted someone to make an example of. And my daughter and I were hiding out, afraid he'd kill us both or kill me and take Jesse, because meth addicts don't think past this moment. And he blamed me for everything. But it was then that I met a woman who went to her bookcase and asked the angels, what book could she give me that would help me? As she stood there in front of the bookcase, The Game of Life and How to Play It fell right off that shelf and hit the floor. She loaned it to me, and I thought, yeah, how's a book going to help me? But I opened it, and I started to read it, and I felt something that I'd never felt before. An energy was stirring in my body. Empowerment. I felt empowerment. And then she told me about Reiki and asked if she could share it with me. And I didn't know what it was, but I said, okay. Well, she held her hand up to my forehead and I didn't know what to expect. So I just closed my eyes and then I felt it. It felt like a honey gold elixir was beginning to flow through the top of my head. It came into the top of my head and flowed down through my face and down my neck and into my shoulders, down my arms and through all my vital organs. It went down through my hips and down through my legs and down to my feet. And oh my God, I didn't know what that was, but I had to have more of that. And I took a deep cleansing breath. And it was as if I had never breathed deeply before. Florence taught me to breathe. And that brings us to our first simple support tool. Let's do it together. Let's take a really deep belly breath all together. Take a really deep belly breath in, breathe, 2, 3, 4, hold for a count of 2, 3, 4, and fully exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale longer than breathing in and holding so you can fully exhale out any stagnant energy that's been hanging out in your lungs. So, how did that feel? Really good, right? Our human way of breathing is shallowly, unless we're doing some form of exercise. And when we're stressed, we tend to hold our breath. Did you know that the side effect of breathing deeply is dropping excess weight? People who exercise drop off excess weight. Is it because they're exercising or because they're breathing deeply? If someone who's exercising but isn't dropping off excess weight, is it because they're not breathing deeply while exercising? More food for thought. When was the last time you took a deep breath before just now? Was it yesterday? Don't remember? Breathing deeply is remarkably simple. So simple that you may want to dismiss it as being life-changing. But take this into consideration. When we breathe shallowly and hold our breath when we're stressed, we starve our body of the vital oxygen it needs to live, to survive. The human body can get by on very little oxygen, but the body won't feel very good, and our brain won't function very well, and we'll be exhausted. When we breathe shallowly and hold our breath, our brain feels foggy. Our digestive system doesn't digest our food very well, and our body gets tired more quickly, as if our life force is drained right out of us. Plus, our muscles ache more, and our body just doesn't heal very well when we deprive it of oxygen. High intense stress activates the body's fight or flight response, but the stress we endure in today's world doesn't lead to physical fighting or running away. In today's stress, there is no place to hide. And when we don't take action steps to stop the stress, it creates wear and tear on our body that can lead to health problems like chronic pain, anxiety, mood swings, and gut inflammation. The vagus nerve in our body is what regulates our breathing without our thinking about it. This nerve extends from the brain down to the abdomen and affects most of the functions of our internal organs, including the breathing of our lungs. When we deal with a lot of stress, we train that vagus nerve to breathe shallowly, and shallow breathing becomes our normal way of breathing, again, starving our vital organs of oxygen. You can stimulate your vagus nerve and retrain it to breathe more deeply as a normal way of breathing by focusing on and taking those deep breaths consistently throughout your day. Take full inhales through your abdomen, deep belly breath like we did before. So do it now while I'm talking. Take that deep belly breath. And when you first take that deep breath, focus and hold, then fully exhale. And do that over and over again for a few moments, and then just sit there focusing on your breath as you slowly breathe in and out. Set a timer to remind you, because if you don't, you'll forget. Use a timer till you can remember on your own, till you've retrained that vagus nerve to breathe deeply as your normal state of being. Yesterday, I sat at my computer for 14 and a half hours, except for two meal breaks and potty breaks and taking the dog out. I had a timer here. Every 30 minutes, I was taking a deep breath. When I went to bed at 12:30 this morning, I was wired. I wasn't tired at all. I didn't feel tired. I felt rejuvenated. I was so excited for today. And then I started focusing on my breath. And I immediately went to sleep. Deep breathing changes things. Had I not set that timer, I would have been wiped out by dark. So the number one way to stimulate that healthy function of the vagus nerve is to belly breathe. And this is how you do it. Again, breathe more slowly. Aim for 6 breaths per minute as your normal way of breathing. Breathing deeply from your abdomen, widening your rib cage as you inhale, and exhale longer than you inhale. It's the exhale that triggers that relaxation response. Plus, when you exhale longer than you inhale, you'll get rid of stagnant energy and air. And on an added note, the human brain focuses on one thing at a time. So when you're fully focused on your breathing, when you take that break and fully focus on your breathing, you're not focusing on what you're stressed about. Your body calms down. The oxygen brings you better clarity of thought. And deciding on your best next step is easier. Other ways to stimulate that vagus nerve are singing loudly, gargling loudly, laughing, and foot massage. I love reflexology, but simply massaging your feet can stimulate your vagus nerve in a really healthy way. So the first simple support tool is to deep belly breathe consistently throughout your day. Use a timer. It's a miraculous support tool for better clarity of thought and for feeling better. Don't dismiss how simple it is. It's powerful. When you deep belly breathe throughout your day, your body is going to feel better. It'll heal more easily, and you'll have greater clarity of thought to manage whatever life throws at you. So now let's look at simple support tool number 2. Lawrence teaches us to bless people and situations to create a higher outcome. I teach in my classes and privately to clients to infuse people and situations with the highest vibration of love that you can achieve, and this is why. When you infuse people and situations with love energy, your energy shifts out of fear energy to love.
You cannot be in fear energy and love energy at the same time. It's not possible. So the act of infusing and sending love to someone and or a situation shifts your energy to love. When your vibration is of the frequency of love, fear energy cannot engage with you. It's the law of physics. It's just that simple. The act of infusing people and situations with love energy anchors love energy, which ultimately opens the way to create a higher outcome. And remember, intention is everything. And when you infuse or send love to others sincerely from your heart, you set and move energy through the love vibration. The way's opened for a higher outcome, and the people you've infused with it feel it. Options are revealed by the light, supporting a higher outcome. The love vibration also opens the way for healing the pain of unforgiveness. Now, here's a note. I want to be sure that you understand that when you infuse someone with love energy, it does not mean you're in agreement with them or their behavior. Infusing someone with love doesn't condone someone's behavior. Infusing someone with love energy is using the power within you to create and engage with a higher outcome. Again, the love energy raises you out of fear energy. Love raises your vibration, and the low vibration of fear can no longer engage with you. When I infuse people in situations with love, I like to work with my angelic team. And together we create a circle of love and place the people and situation in the center of the circle and consciously choose to infuse them with love of the highest order. I send all the love of my heart to the center of that circle, while the angels who've joined me also participate by infusing the center of that circle with love energy. And that love energy creates a brilliant, bright, white light, infusing the people and situation in the center of the circle with love. And when you do this, this is healing for you too. It's healing for you and everyone involved and opens the way to ultimately create a higher outcome. Taking the action steps of these two support tools, deep belly breathing and infusing people in situations with love energy, will magically improve your life. These action steps to infuse people in situations with love energy can be quick. It can take just seconds. I've done it standing in line at the post office. It's just that simple and can be done that quick. Florence teaches us to bless people and situations to create higher outcomes. And I do take that a step farther by infusing the people and situations with love energy. Visioning that transfer of love energy from me to them. And I teach to vision in your mind's eye because quantum physics teaches us that when we observe energy, it reacts differently. So allow yourself to see the transfer of the love energy. Infusing people in situations with love energy is magical, and it works for everything. It relieves stress, supports you to use your power, brings you clarity of thought through your breath by breathing deeply, and it opens the way for the highest possible outcome. So let's do it together. First, I'll share with you a quiet your mind exercise that I learned from Deepak Chopra, and it's shared with permission of the Chopra Center. And each section of this quiet your mind exercise affects a different area of the brain to quiet your mind chatter and open you to the love energy that we're going to be sharing. So listen closely and follow the guidance of my voice. After we do that, I'll ask the angels to come in close to us and we'll take their hands to form a circle. And then we'll place the situation that you're stressing about. And we all live in human bodies, so I know all of you have at least one thing that you're stressing about. So we'll place that into the center of the circle and infuse it with love energy. And we're going to do that first, because then we're going to place all the people that are involved. And you may be angry with those people, and sending them love may be the last thing in the world you want to do. But trust me with this. Follow me with this. Do the best you can. We'll place those people involved in the center of the circle. And as a group, we will infuse them with love energy. And then I'll ask an aspect of you to step into the circle, and the angels and I will send love to you. And then we'll ground the energy and complete this part of the exercise. So let's begin. Just take a really deep belly breath and place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And take another deep breath. Slowly exhale. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. Just embrace the things that you're grateful for and immerse yourself in that emotional feeling of love, of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Life will move you into these answers. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with another really deep breath, I ask the angels who are with you, and there are many. The room is full. I ask them to step closer to you. And please just take my hand across the miles, across the soils and water of Mother Earth. Take my hand and that of the closest angel. And together with single set intention, we all form a circle of love. From my hand to yours, you feel that love I hold for you. From your angel's hand to yours, allow yourself to feel the love that they hold for you. And now vision through your mind's eye, through your set intention, the angels that are standing around forming this large circle. Let's place a situation that's weighing heavily on you in the center of that circle. And now sincerely from your heart, with the intention of creating a higher outcome, infuse this situation with all the love of your heart. The angels and I do the same. Allow yourself to see in your mind's eye that brilliant, bright light of love coming from the center of your heart, moving out to the center of the circle. The love coming in from all around the circle. Vision through your intention. All the people involved in the center of the circle. One after the other. They join the center of the circle. And now, sincerely from your heart, with the intention of creating a higher outcome, infuse this person or these people with all the love of your heart, sending love to that God part within. The angels and I do the same. Allow yourself to see in your mind's eye the brilliant, bright light of the love filling the center of the circle. Bathing all the situation, all the people involved, with that brilliant, bright light of love. And from above, a brilliant, bright white shaft of light comes down to merge with the light in the center of the circle. And now I ask that an aspect of you, perhaps your inner child, enter the center of the circle where that child is safe. Sincerely from your heart, infuse this beautiful aspect of you with love. All the love of your heart. You are safe, deeply loved. The angels and I do the same. And that beautiful, brilliant white light of love swirls like a mist, surrounding you. Enveloping you in a hug, a cocoon of love. Breathe deeply of this love energy, infusing you from within as without. Continue to breathe deeply, belly breathing that love of God. And now we ground this love energy, anchoring it into Mother Earth. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth. Down through the rocks, clay, the water, all the way down to her healing love center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere. And now with another deep breath, pull that healing love of Mother Earth back up through the roots, back up through the rocks, the water, the soils, all the way back up to your feet. up your legs to your heart. You're fully grounded and returned to this physical world, bringing with you all the healing love energy. Do this as many times each day as needed to maintain that love light energy as your dominant energy within you. Love dissipates stress. Stress is of the darkness of fear, and the dark cannot exist in the light. I'll say that again. Love dissipates stress. Stress is of the darkness of fear, and the dark cannot exist in the light. When you infuse your life with this love energy, just like this, every day, your life changes. It improves. Miracles happen. Miracles happen and they become spontaneous. So in just a moment, I'll take questions or comments and you can start turning your videos on, but do not turn your audio on yet. I have a few more things to share. The Game of Life hacks are just that. Hacks to make your life easier. Use them. These two simple support tools I've shared here, the deep belly breathing and retraining your vagus nerve and blessing and infusing others with love sincerely from your heart, are life-changing. Now that you understand the mechanics of how they work and how to do them, you can implement them into your life every day. And as I said when we began, you can take this information and run with it, improving your life every day. But if you want more engagement with like-minded people in a loving, supportive gathering, this is your opportunity. These simple tools I've shared with you today and so many more are included in the next Game of Life 101 Masterclass. It's a live 10-week class presented through Zoom that begins next Saturday, January 21st. And I'll put the link of that in the chat in just a moment. But you should have received an email with the link also. This is the Game of Life Masterclass that we completed in December. It's just named a little bit differently. This will be the third time presenting this class, but if you've done it before and you want to do it again, awesome. Now, each call dives deep into the one of the 10 chapters of the Game of Life and includes more meditations and bonus programs that walk you step by step to understand how your energy works, how to focus it to create and fulfill your square of life. Now, we'll be powerfully moving energy with each class, and with that movement, energy comes up that doesn't serve you. I'll teach you how to recognize that energy and what to do with it so you can be free of it. Each class will lead you to becoming stronger at managing and focusing your own energy to powerfully create miraculous experiences and be happier. Now, the tuition for that class has two options. Number one is a one-time payment of $325, and number two is a three payments of $125, 30 days apart. But when you register for this class before I take the early bird special off this afternoon, you'll receive that early bird special at a one-time payment of $299 or three payments of $111. This class includes 10 live Zoom calls that are recorded and downloadable so you can have them forever, and the PDF of the Amazon best-selling Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. There are 9 bonus meditations, 5 bonus masterclasses, and since we'll still be in the post-shadow of Mercury retrograde, I'll include the Take Charge of Mercury Retrograde and Peek into Your Future masterclass. If you purchase the meditations and masterclasses separately from my website, you'd pay over $300. Plus, there'll be an opportunity to chat with me during Q&A time after each call, and you can post questions to the private Game of Life 101 Facebook community and get answers in between calls. But if you're looking for something more, if you want deeper interaction and more personal attention, the New Year, New You Empowerment Mastermind may be what you're looking for. I'll put that in the chat here in just a moment too, but there's also a link to that in your email. And this is a 6-month mastermind that includes 20 experiential calls like this one we've had today, where I walk you through the action steps together so you know exactly what to do to move and heal energy. The objective of the mastermind is to dive deeper into understanding and focusing your energy than any of my other classes. And you'll get the steps to achieve that state of poise that Florence talks about, sinking the 3 levels of consciousness, raising the vibration of the subconscious and conscious to sync with that superconscious higher self, where you energetically have access to all that's yours in your field of potentiality. And the mastermind also includes 6 private sessions with me, 1 each month, that are all about you and how I can best support you to focus and manage your energetic power at each stage of your growth and expansion. The mastermind includes its own exclusive mastermind member only journal to record your daily progress and support you. And you'll also receive 3 energy attunements, the Chaos Flush Reiki Level 1 and Air Healing Level 1. The Chaos Flush attunement will support you to flush out negative energy from your body. The Reiki attunement will support you to use Dantian energy, focus your breath, and heal your mind and body. The Air Healing attunement will support you with healing and syncing your mind, body, and spirit energy while infusing you with strength and stamina to handle whatever life throws at you. Now, while there's unlimited seating in the Game of Life 101 Masterclass, seating is limited in the Mastermind. And you must apply to participate in the mastermind, and there is an interview to make sure that everyone's a good fit. This is an intimate group where it's safe to be vulnerable and to heal from deep within, rewriting neural pathways of belief that do not serve you. The mastermind will be presented on Tuesdays, and if you're accepted, you'll choose the afternoon session or the evening session, and there'll only be 4 to 6 people in each group. Now, I would love to welcome you to the program that is best suited to fulfill your needs. If a self-study program is better for you, I have those too. I don't think they're in the email that you got, but I'll send another email with everything. So just remember that no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to live your version of heaven on earth. Your happy square of life fulfilled, and you have the power within you to do it. I believe in you. So implement these simple support tools every day, and you'll be amazed at how quickly your life will improve. So that completes our webinar,